Most of us want to be helpful to others during the course of our everyday lives. But did you know that there are many ways you can be of help to others even after you're gone? I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about National Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness Month. The latest Kentucky data show an alarming need for more tissue and organ donors. According to the Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliates, more than 100,000 people nationally, including more than 900 here in Kentucky, are currently waiting for an organ transplant. About 134 people are added to this waiting list every day nationally, and that's about one every 10 minutes. And even though about 77 organ transplants take place every day, on average, 18 patients die each day while waiting because the organ they needed did not become available in time. I recently had an opportunity to talk about the importance of organ and tissue donation with Dr. Steve Cena, medical examiner for Cook County, Illinois, and a national spokesperson for this cause.
It's of paramount importance that family members and their loved ones are in communication to make plans in case the need arises to be an organ donor.
Well, I know here in Kentucky, we can sign our driver's licenses to that effect, but it's also important to tell one's family about it as well. Why is that?
Well, you have to remember, if in the situation where someone can be an organ donor, the family is potentially grieving the loss of a loved one. For the case of a heart donor or a kidney donor or a lung donor, the person who's going to donate is brain dead, and the family is very distraught. So clear communication before this time of crisis is very important in getting things going. Another thing people should remember is, even after somebody dies, there is a window of opportunity where somebody can still be a tissue donor. People can donate eyes, bone, skin, tendons, tissues for research, and tissues that can help burn victims or child cancer victims. And one donor of postmortem tissues can change up to 250 lives.
This is one way in which the deceased can actually help living persons.
Well, it's always good to try to put a silver lining around any cloud, and the loss of a loved one is certainly a cloud. But if you can change the lives of 50, 100, 200 people by donating tissues after death, isn't that really the best way to honor the loss of a loved one? So anybody who can get into the donor pool will be very badly needed.
Well, I think this is something I guess we need to think about in an ongoing fashion, as educating folks. You and I, as medical examiners, interact with the organ procurement agencies quite frequently, and perhaps together with them, with our College of American Pathologists and other institutions, we can try to get the word out.
Well, we're doing the best we can, and I appreciate you taking the time on your show to get this important message out to your listeners.
The bottom line, as the bumper sticker says, don't take your organs to heaven. Heaven knows we need them here.
But some wonderful person has given the most precious gift of all, the gift of life. You too can make the decision today to sign up on your state registry as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Any age is the right age, young or old. And any day is the right day to sign up as a donor.
If you'd like to learn more, please visit our website at wuky.org, where we have links to the Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliates. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.